Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
CBS's decision to air a portion of videotape made by captors of slain reporter Daniel Pearl was denounced by his widow as heartless. However, anchor Dan Rather said the story was aired because CBS believes it is important for Americans to see the impact of the propaganda war being waged against the United States. That's what Dan said. Now, Dan Rather said that it was important, and let me just tell you which portion of the video they showed. It was it's a propaganda tool that's being used by Al-Qaeda. See, we can terrorize Jews even better than Hitler did. And then they send it out to all the ignorant young men who live in the ghettos of the Middle East, because that's all they got over there, just ghettos and unemployed young men. And they say, look, we realize you're pissed off at the fact that you can't get a job and that the leadership of the Arab countries is so corrupt that we can't provide work for you. I know. Why not go to work for Al-Qaeda murdering Jews? It was a boon for Himmler. It really got Eichmann on all the front pages. Hitler was a hit, man. He's on the Walk of Fame. How about you guys try it? So CBS said it was careful not to air grisly photos, portions of the video, instead showing the portion where Pearl was forced to say he was Jewish using less than 30 seconds of the tape. So all they showed was 30 seconds of the tape. They showed 30 seconds of a man moments before his death being forced to, being interrogated and harassed and terrorized. You know, they say that birth and death are ultimately very private moments. That if you got anything that you have in this world, maybe you have the privacy of your birth and perhaps the small privacies one is allowed when one passes from this earth. But sometimes it's newsworthy, right? Like, for instance, I'm sure that if I asked CBS if Mel Karmazan, the chairman of CBS and Infinity, had been kidnapped by Al-Qaeda terrorists and was forced to admit something on film moments before he had his throat cut, I'm sure Dan Rather would have no problem airing that video of Mel Karmazan of CBS Infinity, chairman of the board, before he got his brains blown out of his head. I'm sure Dan Rather would have no problem airing video of Ray Romano if he got kidnapped by Al-Qaeda terrorists and was forced to admit this or that before he got murdered. I'm sure that CBS would have... You're following me, right? Wait a minute, you don't buy it? So in other words, what you're saying is it's okay that they show this Daniel Pearl, because what's he, just some scumbag reporter for the Wall Street Journal? But, I mean, if we're talking about Mr., for instance, Les Moonves of CBS here in whatever the hell it is here, what does he do? He's the president. Suppose he was the guy that was kidnapped. They're going to show him moments before they blew his brains out? Oh, you're saying that they won't because he's head of CBS? Well, now I'm confused. I thought that this was a journalistic decision here. How about Dan Rather himself? What if he was kidnapped while he was over there being the hardcore reporter that he claims to be, and he gets kidnapped off the streets of Islamabad, and he's taken into a warehouse, and they videotape him crapping in his pants and begging for his mama and peeing himself before they put a pistol to his head and blew his brains out? I'm sure CBS would have no problem airing that video. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? You mean there's doubts? Why? Why can't we say with certainty that if Dan Rather, Mel Karmazan, Les Moonves, Ed Bradley, Morley Safer, Ray Romano, Bob Barker, I don't care who, got kidnapped by the Al-Qaeda, and moments before they were murdered, as they were being terrorized, wetting their pants and crapping themselves, being forced to admit things on videotape before they got killed, CBS had no problem airing that video. Isn't that right? Isn't it right? See, that's the only problem I got. I know it sounds like I'm pissed. I'm not really pissed. I'm just telling you. This is how you cut through the bullcrap in life. It's a very simple thing. It's not difficult at all. You guys might not have heard the story. The story is that this Daniel Pearl, portions of that video where that they made before they murdered this poor man are now being used as a propaganda tool in the Middle East. Why? That's what turns them on over there. That's what turns them on over there in the Arab world. They love to see Jews terrorized because, as I said, if they could sit down and break bread with Hitler, they would. Problem is, Hitler wouldn't break bread with them because Arabs, on Hitler's list of favorite people, they're just somewhere below dog. You got to remember who Hitler was. He was a by-the-book textbook racist. Anybody with dark skin, he just assumed he wouldn't walk across the street to pee on him. So while the Arabs desperately court the favor of Nazis, there ain't too many Nazis who want to hang around with them. However, they go out and they kill Jews with the best of them. This is their propaganda tool to go out and kill Jews. And, of course, also on their list are Americans, just lest you forget. They killed two birds with one stone there with poor Daniel Pearl, Jew and an American. I guess they're very proud of themselves. Now, I don't care whether they aired the videotape or not. I could give a crap. I mean, everybody's going ape about this. Who cares? In fact, you know what? I take that back. Nobody's going ape about it. The only people going ape about it are talk show hosts. Nobody cares. And the man's wife. I can understand. I can understand that she's upset. But I also see Dan Rather's point. Honest to God, I do. I'm not kidding you, and I am not being sarcastic, and I'm not engaging in any kind of hyperbole here. Honest to God, I believe that Dan Rather thinks that that's newsworthy to show this man, moments before his death, being terrorized by these Al-Qaeda scumbags, okay? I just want to know, and you better tell me, or otherwise my faith in CBS is going to start slipping out the door. Let me tell you something. How do I put this? It's possible right now in my life that I am being considered to have my show put on a CBS-owned radio station in America. Right now, that's happening. And me opening my big fat trap about this right now is probably going to just talk about having... you ought to take a videotape of me right now, Craig, because I'm terrorizing myself. I'm sitting there rapping about CBS, and, you know, one of their radio stations may put me on. So I'm not putting them down. I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, look, if you're going to put... You're going to air this guy, this Danny Pearl. Are you going to show Mel Karmazan if he got kidnapped and he got terrorized and he got a knife across the throat? Are you going to show that moments before that happened? Are you going to put that on the air, rather? I got to know. Otherwise, my faith in human nature is going to go right out the window, okay? My faith that you're a real hardcore guy, real, you know, Mr. Watergate, Mr. I go after the story, it's going to go out the window here, brother. Now, you better tell me, and you better tell me soon, that if Della Reese from Touched by an Angel, I know, what if Mark McEwen from that weather guy they got, that guy that everybody hates but he still has a job at CBS, what if he got arrested and or whatever the hell, kidnapped, and they're about ready to put the freaking slug through his head? They're going to air that videotape? How about Paul Schaefer? Hi, I'm Paul Schaefer, and plow! You know, I don't know. Well, what do you think the answer is? There's no way they're going to do it. How about Ann Martin from Channel 2 here in L.A.? There's no way they're going to do it. There's no way they're going to put that on. Because some people have a little bit more value than others. And when anybody ever tells you that this is for the value of the news and this is for the integrity of the news, just ask yourself that question. There's no way they're going to put that on. But Daniel Pearl, in the eyes of CBS, doesn't have as much value as Jeff Probst, host of Survivor. Or any of these other clowns I mentioned. Unless I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Because I don't know the answer. I just have to wait and see. I hope, God, nothing befalls any of these people that I just mentioned. But if it should, I want to, and it gets videotaped, I better see it on that Dan Rather show. I ain't kidding you. How about Jim Nance from CBS? Some of those guys, well, never mind. I don't want to. Every week I watch the CBS NFL Today on CBS. Mike Ditka looks like he's being held hostage. He looks like he's going to go out. Another heart attack. Lori?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to see it. I want to see it all.
Congratulations. You want to see it all? Well, who are you talking about?
I don't care if it's some doofus in Texas that murdered someone in a motel room.
Well, drink your lunch, not your dinner.
No.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. That's okay. You have no way of knowing, Chris. I'm not about to listen to a doofus in Texas. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Daniel Pearl's video. This is a very controversial thing. And the guy is on, you know, this man's close to death, and they make a propaganda tool out of this. And then, on top of that, they show it on CBS. So, you know, all I said was, all right, if they're willing to do that, then if anybody who's employed by CBS is in similar circumstances, I would love, just love to see you guys put that on the air. And I'm not just talking about somebody that works in the mailroom either. I mean a suit from 30 Rock or whatever they call it. Whatever that thing is in New York where they do whatever they do. I mean one of those guys. Big time, big name, heavyweight, up there with Dan Rather and David Letterman. You think they're going to show that? They won't put Chris Farley's autopsy photos on 60 Minutes. Why the hell would they? I'm talking to people all day today. Hey, man, have you been on this website, been on that website? What are you talking about? You can see Chris Farley's autopsy photos. You can see Kurt Cobain's head after he pulled the trigger. They ain't putting that on CBS. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Steve. Hi, Steve. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Mr. Ritter, I don't pretend to know every small detail of what Daniel Pearl's wife has gone through or what Mr. Pearl went through. It's a tragic thing, and I certainly respect them. I think what you've been saying here the last half hour has made so much sense, and it's made so much sense. That's why I wanted to call in and tell you a little bit about how television will exploit individuals. I had been in that situation where a broadcast entity had exploited potentially hurtful video that had been taken of me.
What, a broadcast entity had a videotape of you?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know the name of the network. America's Funniest Home Videos is the one.
Well, America's Funniest Home Videos. What, somebody took a video of you?
Well, let me just back up, if I could, because what you're saying...
No. Hold on. America's Funniest Home Videos, that's a whole different ballgame, all right?
Well, you say it's different, okay, sir, but...
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Yeah, it is a little bit different, because America's Funniest Home Video is supposed to be funny, okay?
No, but if you could just hold on for a minute, because what happened to me was very hurtful in terms of the humiliation factor. When they put this on television in front of, I'm told, 75 million people, 50, 75 million people, this becomes an invasion of privacy during a moment of trauma, which can have some hurtful ramifications. And I had talked to my attorney about it, and we had attempted to go to court with it. I attempted to sue the producers of America's Funniest Home Videos, and it was thrown out of court. And the reason, I think, is because I do not have the power and I do not have the influence of a Dan Rather or all these other, you know, people, and I guess they have more power than me. And I always thought in this country that...
Well, wait a minute, man. Okay, hold on for a minute, all right?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
America's Funniest Home Videos had a videotape of you doing what?
America's Funniest Home Videos had a videotape of me that was taken by my wife at a softball tournament that I had been involved in with a local service organization that I had devoted 15 years of my time raising money for underprivileged people here in the Corona area.
All right, but it was a softball game?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
I'm sorry?
What's the videotape of?
All right, I'm playing baseball on our team, which for this organization, and also for our construction company, because we sponsor this team. An individual hits a baseball, and the baseball comes and hits me in an area that was very hurtful. I fall down. At that moment, according to what I later seen on the tape, and then I also knew what happened, I lost control of my bowels. Doctor said it was a spontaneous colon collapse of some kind. I soiled myself in front of not only the people who were there, but this tape was taken by my wife, who I thought loved me, and was sent to America's Funniest Home Videos.
You got to admit that's funny.
No, you try taking a line drive shot right off the sack, then you fall over backwards and there's a brown stain.
All right, hold on. I understand that that's a bad thing, but you got to admit, I understand.
Have you ever taken a foul ball or a line drive at all off the gone, the gonadal?
Yes, sir, I have. I used to play catcher. When I played baseball, I was a catcher, okay? You know how many line drive foul tips you get off the old Royal American playing that position? And I was wearing a cup. I understand that it hurt.
And when you play shortstop, you don't wear no cup, okay?
Well, perhaps you should at that distance.
Well, I would not wear no cup. Nobody said to me that they're going to videotape it. They didn't say to me that they're going to watch some guy take a line drive shot. Hit it. It was an outside corner pitch, too. I mean, totally out of strike, so I don't know if this guy reached for it or something. He was a left-hander. He reaches for it. Line drive shot right at my ball portions. And then I went down.
All right, so the ball hits you, and then you fall down on your rear end.
I fell on my rear end, and I fell over backwards with my legs in the air. And at that moment, my wife, using the zoom lens on this, because we had a high 8 millimeter format, which is very good, although the camera does shake.
Well, it sounds to me like you're proud of what your wife did.
Well, no,
it sounds to me like you like the camera work.
No, I do not, sir. I'm just saying that it's a good camera. She zoomed in right on the brown stain. Now, that can be hurtful. It can certainly be insulting.
And this was your wife?
My wife did this, yes, sir. Now, come to find out, she puts this out on the Federal Express overnight delivery to America's Funniest Home Videos. Showing me getting hit in the
You got hit in the testicles.
Yes, sir.
With a line drive.
Yes, sir. And then I fall down, go over backward.
And you lost control of your bowels or something, and you crapped yourself.
So I guess you think that's funny, huh?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get that's what you did.
Yes, yes, I did.
And your wife sent that off to America's Funniest Home Videos. Look, I can't even begin to compare what you went through to the Daniel Pearl situation.
But you got to admit, it's the same invasion of privacy. A man who is about to die, or a man who doesn't know, I had no idea that I was going to get hit full square in the sack. And that's what I'm trying to say to you. If you know you're going to take a line drive shot off the ball area that day, you will do some very definite things to try to change your life. It's no different if you know that that's the day you're going to die. Now, you got to admit that.
I will say it's a very painful thing, yeah.
Okay, so?
It ain't the same thing as dying, but I will tell you this. It must have been extremely embarrassing to see yourself on TV. So what did it look like?
What?
What did the video look like?
Well, she zoomed in. First of all, she used the zoom lens. She zoomed in so close you could see brown ooze.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, man, I don't want to.
Let's cover right through the cotton threads because I'm wearing white pants.
All right, I don't want to know that, all right? But what exactly?
Well, it shows me standing there, and I'm looking at a bird, because I love birds and everything, and I looked up, and I...
Yeah, okay, so there you are at shortstop, man, looking up at a bird. Do you realize when you play infield in baseball, you got to be having, you know, get ready to take it?
Well, I didn't know, okay?
There you are playing shortstop, checking out birds, huh?
It was a very pretty day, and I was looking around, and I seen also an ice cream truck pull into the parking lot, and right then, line drive shot right off the ball sack.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. That's something that maybe you deserved.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Yes, you deserved it. And I don't think that calling him and comparing that...
I think what you need to understand is that she could see the brown...
Yeah, she zoomed in. Look, man, I understand that the America's Funniest Home Videos, takes advantage of people. Is that show still on the air? It is? I thought it was canceled. I think he's going through some sort of post-traumatic stress syndrome, having seen himself on America's Funniest Home Videos like in the 80s. And he's just the pain of it's coming back to him now. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right. Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm not going to make fun of you, okay? You say that you were, your wife sent a video of you getting a line drive shot off of your testicles and then you losing control of your bowels, but you can't possibly compare that to what happened to the Pearl family.
No, sir, I'm not trying to compare that to the Pearl family, but I am saying that I went through just a little tiny bit of the pain.
Well, I don't know if that's possible.
Well, sir, you have to walk a mile in a man's shoes.
Yeah, I know, before you can feel, you know. Rebecca, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I was listening to this, and, sir, I understand that you were embarrassed on national television, but just let me say that that is nothing compared to a human being shown on TV getting mutilated because he is a target of basically a terrorist act.
That's,
okay, you're comparing your embarrassment.
That's true, Rebecca.
Of you're comparing your embarrassment of being humiliated on a funny TV show to a guy that was killed on videotape and is showing it on the news.
Okay,
hello.
but, how would you like
it? You got off easy,
ma'am. How would you like it? You're a woman, and I'm sure you would not like it at all. How would you like it, ma'am? If you fell down and you lost your bowel and your everything, your poo come through, and it's on a TV movie, on a TV screen?
It's on a TV screen for a matter of a second, maybe. And
how long
is... People that watch that show aren't going to remember it, sir. They're going to remember this.
Ma'am, I can tell you right now, I'm not saying it's the same as what happened to the Pearl family.
It's definitely not the same.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I got to tell you, I'm wearing white cotton pants. I take a line drive shot off the testicles, which is a very sensitive part of a man's body. Then I fall down, and my wife zooms in so she can see the poo going through the pants. You gotta be nuts to think that that's some kind of a block party or a joyride.
I don't think it's a block party, but, sir, you're comparing your situation to a human being killed on videotape. How can you actually call a show and compare yourself being hit in your private area to a guy that was killed
on
videotape?
Okay, now here's what I'm saying. The Daniel Pearl tape, that was just a couple of seconds, okay?
No, sir, that was more than a couple of seconds.
My video was 3 minutes. I rolled around in my own pooey, or the poo, or what my daughter calls on the poo area.
Your pooey.
Well, I'm trying to say, I don't want to say nothing that my daughter will be upset about. Hey, ma'am?
Yes.
Rebecca, I listen to a lot of talk radio shows, and many times the host will say, please turn your radio down, so I don't know if that's what you want me to say, Mr. Hendry.
No, I'll do it. Turn your radio down, Rebecca.
Yeah, it's down.
If you'd have said that, if the host had said it to you, though, instead of me?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you're making fun of me because my wife zoomed in on my butt, and I'm doing your job for you.
Oh, well, let me send you a couple of bucks. What are you, nuts?
Crazy.
Well, what's up with you, lady? How would you feel if you got hit
so
hard?
You've told your story about 100 times, sir.
You
and
got
guess
hit
what?
So
the story doesn't change. It's the same thing. But let me tell you this. You're nuts because you're comparing your situation to a gentleman that was killed, and I'm sorry.
I have more sympathy
for that family than
ever
have for you getting hit in your private area.
No, it's not just that, though. Then my own wife zoomed in on butt squirt.
Well, I think your wife did a pretty good job if she got that close.
Absolutely.
How would you feel if you got hit so hard in your nana that it made your monthly visit start early?
Oh,
well,
please.
You know what? If you're playing softball on a field, you should know better.
Yeah, you're looking at birds. You said you turned around to see the ice cream truck.
I've seen the ice cream truck pull in because I wanted to get a 50-50.
And if you're looking at birds playing baseball, sir, why are you looking at birds anyway? You're supposed to be looking for a softball.
Okay, I was looking. I was playing.
And you're playing shortstop, which is where you, if anybody's going to get a line drive off the nana.
Yeah, there's a line drive through there. Hello?
I beg your pardon? No. Okay, yeah, you're right about that, and I don't disagree. But I wanted to get a 50-50 because I knew that the ice cream truck was coming through, and I just turned around, and I started going, yeah, here it comes. That's when the man hit me in the na-na. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
All right, forget it.
The
guy's a mental case, okay?
You have a lot of guts to be calling a radio show and comparing your embarrassment to a gentleman that was killed on videotape.
Even though the poo come through.
You are not going to be remembered for that.
Ma'am, you are nuts.
You're nuts.
How would you feel if you got hit so hard in the
head? By the law, it's the same story.
You're
telling the same story over and over
Exactly. Who cares, okay?
Nobody cares about me.
No one's going to care about
you. Nobody cares about you because, sir, you're still walking around living.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Good point.
Nobody cares And you know what? The whole state, the whole United States will remember that guy being killed on videotape. Nobody will remember you being hit with a ball.
Well, I can only tell you this much. I hope just for one day you grow a pair of balls and somebody line drives one off of them, just so you know what's
like. If that happens, I don't know.
Whatever. Okay, Rebecca.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever.
Bastard.
Oh, calling me names now, huh? He hung up. Okay, Rebecca. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Not apropos of anything, but I noticed the TD Waterhouse commercial. Has anybody seen these commercials where there's this old curmudgeonly guy who looks like he needs desperately a high colonic, and he sits there and it's for a investment firm. At TD Waterhouse, you don't get screwed. You know, he looks like Harvey Weierman. Have you seen him? The guy from Law and Order, that's the guy. And he's just... Bill Bradley thought that he was going to have the world on a string while he's bent over and greased up. You see, at TD Waterhouse, we don't stand around playing with our doodles. You know, the guys... We invest. We invest. Okay. All right. Okay. Leave me alone. God. Bill and Jane Parsons wanted to retire. Well, looks like he's not going to be retiring anytime soon because he was standing around yanking it for 30 years. At TD Waterhouse, had he gotten our advice, he'd be sitting on the beach right now instead of standing out in a parking lot with his thumb parked up his rear end. Why don't you call TD Waterhouse, you stupid, ignorant jackass?
TD Waterhouse. Thanking the guy from L.A. Law.
Thank you. Have you seen him? Oh, my God. Crack a smile. Oh, I see. So, in other words, the message is this. You know what? If I'd been smart, I'd have a good life now. But look at me. I'm old and sitting in a bus station. Don't do what I did. You know, this is deadly serious business. You have to get your money together instead of standing around pulling on your thing. You jackass.
TD Waterhouse.
Have you seen those? God. By the way, I got a great, I've been thinking of ideas to top Osborne's, and I told you about Pamela Anderson's toilet cam. How about Dr. Brown, gynecologist? Just stick a camera in the office as they come in. Boom, 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 boom. And the guy is sitting there. You know, see, Craig, my good friend, says to me, well, why would you want to be a gynecologist? I said, God, could you think of any other area of medicine? Forgive me, but... He says, well, I mean, they're not all good-looking women. I said, well, what you do is you sit there, you got a camera, and you, as your nurse is taking appointments, go, not her. Okay, I'm sorry, the doctor's booked. So you have a little microphone, and you're feeding it into her earpiece. Then a good-looking woman goes, sign her up. Oh, we have an appointment is open for you on Wednesday.
I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole.
I'm sorry, doctor's booked well into next year. And then you videotape that, you sell it to some network. They put it on. They fire all their writers. They fire all their directors. They fire all their creative people. They just start putting on America's greatest dental exams and America's, you know, funniest gynecological exams. And, you know, Pamela Anderson's toilet cam. And it's just 24 hours of reality television the way you want to see it. Huh? All right. 1-800-449-8686. Christina, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Christina.
Going back to the Parker's tape, I really think
Parker?
That, I'm sorry, Pearl.
Pearl, yes.
Pearl family, mm-hmm. I apologize. The reason why, in my opinion, the reason why it's become so popular for these terrorists to do this is because they know that Americans will watch them. I mean, if we as Americans said, no, we don't want to see it, we already know that he was tortured.
Yeah, but what could that
and
do?
And that he was killed.
So we watch it and we get pissed off. How does that possibly help them?
Well, I don't... Well, see, I think it's a double-edged sword. I mean, if we didn't watch them, then certainly they wouldn't...
They're not making that. They didn't make that tape for our consumption. They made it as a propaganda tool to show what big, bad, rough, tough guys they are, and they want to recruit other people to join Al-Qaeda and to go out and kill Jews and Americans. But I would ask you the same question. If they show us the Daniel Pearl, all that does, if I see that tape and I haven't seen it, all that does is make me angrier and make me want to go to war with the entire Arab world even more than I do now. So how could that possibly benefit them? How could it benefit them to get America so pissed off the Arabs find themselves in a suicidal war with the West?
But see, anger
sometimes is a good thing.
Well, right, but to the point where it can also be a bad thing, to the point where innocent people, Arab Americans, are going to be...
No, I'm not talking about Arab Americans. I'm not talking about Americans.
I understand you're not talking about going to war against hostile
Arab nations.
Right, but there's people in America that don't really have a high intelligence level, and they see that, and they take it out on every...
Well, we'll have to deal with them case by case, won't we? We'll have to smack them upside the head and tell them to get their act together and smack them around and tell them you don't harass innocent people. That's beside the point. That's beside the point. The point is the Arab world wishes a life and death battle with America, and they're going to get it. They're pushing and pushing, and they're going to get it. Now, we're a reasonable people.
I absolutely agree, and they're going to be sorry they got it.
We're a reasonable people. We're a civilized people. We send diplomats here, and we send envoys there, and we send ambassadors here. And we are the most highly advanced civilization that the world has ever known, right here in America. However, there is a limit to our patience, and Al-Qaeda would like to find where that limit is. Well, they're going to, and it will be a suicidal war. One in which the Arab world will be the sorry losers. And, by the way, right now they're showing the videotape of the guy wagging his finger with the thing tied around his head, and it shows the World Trade Center burning in the background. Remember that propaganda thing? Yeah, this is the videotape of the guy. His name is Al-Haznawi, and he's wagging his finger, talking about how they're going to bring the war to America. Now, this was the guy who was on Flight 93, along with the other scumbags. So this guy wagging his finger and talking about how they were going to bring the war to America, this is the guy that got taken out by a tray full of dishes and a coffee pot. This is the big badass Al-Qaeda. These guys are very unimpressive. Now, they're smart the way they utilize one aircraft and a lot of terrorized people. I'll give them that. But as fighters, our guys, the 10th Mountain Division, we went into the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. We went looking for Al-Qaeda. We were on the ground. We did what they wanted us to do. We went right on the ground there, put our gun in our guys' hands, and we went looking for them. And instead of engaging our guys in battle, they ran, which, of course, if you thought about it, you knew they were going to do. They launched a couple of mortar shells. They went, you know, wagging their... They put their thumbs in their ears and went, blah, and then they ran into the cave, and our guys just broke out the bazooka and blasted the cave to hell. And that's about the big, big fight that the Al-Qaeda gave us on the ground. Now, they know they can't hijack another airplane. God have mercy on the next guy that tries to hijack an airplane. They know they can't do that. So what are they going to do? What's the next move? Now, you see, we have to be alert. I know it sounds like something out of a comic book, but it's true. This is real life now. Real life has visited us. It's not a TV show. This is real. We have to be vigilant, whether you like it or not. Whether you think it's hip or not. Whether you think it's cool or not. We've got to keep our eyes open. Because whether you think that you're a Democrat or a conservative or a liberal or a dumbass or whatever you call yourself, a member of the dumbass party or the Republican, whoever you are and whatever you are, the fact of the matter is this, you kind of dig living in America, don't you? Sure you do. I do. I love the hell out of this place. These guys want to take it all away from you. You think we're kidding around? You know what they did to 3,000 people in New York? They're looking to do it again. We're in a war right now. The war is going to get ratcheted up because no matter how good our intentions, and I'm going to tell you, we've got some good intentions. Did we break already? Okay. The people of the Middle East are not allowed to express how they feel because they'll be murdered by their leaders. And I'm talking about Iran, Iraq, I don't care what, Egypt too. They can't express how they feel. I mean, if it goes against the hard line Arab line, the Arab party line, they'll be murdered. So they can't say what it is that they want to say. The people that are speaking for them are these so-called hardline Islamic extremist fundamentalist Saddam Hussein, a variety of dirtbag along the ever-widening scale of dirtbag. They're all guys that are talking tough because it does appeal to a certain part of the populace, which, frankly, responds to America like we're father and they're the kids. You want to know, if you want to really get down to the bottom line of why the Arabs hate us, it's because we're daddy and we're not paying attention to them, our cultural children. We got what they want. They want their birthright. America has got all of the wealth and all of the riches, and all of these little countries like Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia on some level feel left out. They feel as if they don't have their birthright. They feel like they're the prodigal son. If you take a look at our culture, it's the most popular culture in the world. Our music, our movies, our clothes, all of the youth of the Middle East, they want it, and they can't have it. So they're pissed, and that's manipulated by their leaders. And they're going to manipulate them right into a war. A full-on, full-bore shooting war with America that is going to end any aspiration they ever had of dragging themselves into the 21st century. Right now, they're barely living in the 20th century. They get into it with us, it's done. It's over. And I know you're worried, will Americans be motivated for the battle? Well, let me tell you what. We're way more motivated as a people than any other people that I could think of, including all of those guys in the Middle East who put out a videotape, have got Osama bin Laden putting people away. They got all these guys with rags wrapped around their heads. They're wagging their fingers into the TV camera, and they're pumping their fists in the air, and they're pumping their guns in the air. And when all is said and done, during the height of the Afghan campaign, I think they were able to muster about 10,000 people on a bridge in Islamabad, and that was it. That was the jihad, Osama. Nice going, baby. 10,000 guys, that was it. Everybody else didn't hear a peep. Because when the American bombs start falling, when the American planes start flying, everybody runs for cover. That's what's going to happen. So keep making your propaganda tapes and get everybody pissed off. Because in a nuclear age, let me tell you what Khrushchev said to Mao Zedong when Mao Zedong told Khrushchev, I've got a 20 million man army. And Khrushchev said, in a nuclear age, that's just a pile of burning flesh. Now, I wish I'd thought of that, because it sounds very heavy, and it's a kind of a cool thing to end an hour with, too. But I've still got 40 more seconds, so how do you like the Dodgers this year? Do you think they're going to win the Western Division? Anyway, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm Phil Henry.